Per My Last Scarf, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, and read by Flower Parish as Wooly,
Aether as Trapper,
K-Burb as Obi-Wan Kenobi,
Wandering Jedi Historian as Commander Cody,
Orshata as Echo,
and
Kitana as Fives.
This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences. It is part 4 of the Crochet Club series. Trapper sat down, datapad in hand.
Ready to transcribe.
The Gar had discovered a vulnerability in their comm system that meant all communications were at risk until it was patched. The solution was unconventional. In truth, the General had seemed a little too gleeful when passing the suggestion on to the Jedi Council. The Council had been incredulous at first, but when 2 weeks passed and there wasn't a single sign that the comm solution was repaired, they approved the new approach for information too sensitive to be risked over unsecured comms. Despite the many drawbacks, limited number of words that could be sent in that way, the time involved in each message, the necessity of carrying them between locations, it provided a useful way to send short messages that their enemies had no way of decoding. That the scarves were frogged and the yarn reused as soon as they were decoded meant there was no way for the original message to be captured, and the decoded reports were put on special datapads not connected to Gar systems. For longer reports, they risked sending messengers with datapads, but there was always a chance of those being intercepted and the datapad hacked. Wooly smoothed the scarf down one more time, then started inspecting the stitches. Single crochet, single, single, double crochet, increase. Wooly frowned. I swear to the Force, if the 501st started another message with "per my last scarf," I am not going to be responsible for my actions. He went silent for several seconds as he continued to read the coded scarf. Finally, Trapper asked,
"Are we plotting violence against the 501st?
Wooly sighed. "No," Wooly grumbled. "Second word is we. Fives is carking lucky." Wooly slipped into the room with the latest intel scarf from the 379th. They were scouting a region that had far too many inconclusive intelligence reports from Gar Command. The 212th and 501st were supposed to be heading to secure the region, but General Kenobi had refused to go in without better information unless a Separatist fleet materialized in the skies. Commander Cody looked over at him. "Just arrived, sir," Wooly explained. "I'll decode it now." The commander nodded sharply. With only a slight hesitation, Wooly pointed out, "Curious is new at this, sir, so it might take a bit longer than normal if his stitches are harder to understand." Commander Cody grimaced, and Wooly was instantly reminded that this was part of the Jedi Council's concern about giving them the go-ahead for using coded crochet scarves and towels for sending messages too sensitive for the comms.
"I'm sure he did just fine,"
General Kenobi assured.
"General Adamaris dabbled some in both crochet and knitting when she was a Padawan, so I'm sure she had resources at hand to assist."
Wooly smiled and turned back to the scarf. Slip stitch, chain, double crochet, increase, single, slip stitch, single, double crochet, double, increase. Wooly murmured. "Be aware of what?" He frowned heavily at the next stitch. "Trapper." Trapper hurried over to consult. "That looks like a half double to me," Wooly said. Trapper grimaced.
"Yeah, me too."
Wooly sighed. "So is that supposed to be a chain, then a single, or a chain, then a double?" Looking at the next few stitches, Trapper suggested,
"A double? I think the letter D would make more sense there. Otherwise, the next word isn't a real word."
Wooly nodded. "Yeah, that's what I was thinking too," Wooly agreed. He winced. This was going to take a while. After finally decoding the scarf from the 379th, Wooly cleaned up his hastily typed notes. While he did, Trapper set to work crocheting the shortened message that would be carried the 501st. General Skywalker and Captain Rex would get the full briefing when they arrived, but there were a few things they needed to know before the rendezvous. "Latest intel report, sir," Wooly reported dutifully as he handed the datapad to Commander Cody. The commander smiled fondly at him.
"Well done,"
Wooly preened. After all, the crochet code had been his and Trapper's creation. They'd have liked to get Fimor's input, but he wasn't on Coruscant at the time they created it, and they didn't want to risk jeopardizing the code before it ever went into use by calling him. When he learned of it, though, he sent them a scarf telling them how proud he was of it. They kept it hanging in a pride-of-place position in the rec room, one of the few scarves that hadn't been frogged so the yarn could be reused. "Thank you, sir," Wooly replied. Trapper tossed the return scarf from the 501st across the room and flopped face-first down onto the rec room couch. Wooly blinked. "What happened?" Trapper groaned.
The misspellings are contagious, I think. Or Fives was distracted while responding.
Wooly shook his head and went to pick up the discarded scarf. "Come on, we can decipher this," Wooly assured. "And we don't have to send a response anyway. They're meeting up with us in the morning." Trapper sighed and sat up.
"Fine."
Wooly chuckled and dropped onto the couch next to him. "Okay. Triple crochet, double crochet, double, double, single crochet, double, single, double, single, single, chain, single, double. Half double, come on! That is definitely supposed to be the word message. Double crochet, triple crochet, double, double, single, double, triple, triple, double, double. Wait," Wooly sighed. "I know this is supposed to be received, and he just flipped the I and the E." Trapper grumbled.
"I'm gonna make a scarf scolding his lack of attention."
Wooly snickered. It was exactly the sort of shenanigans the 501st loved to instigate, so he wasn't going to try to talk Trapper out of it. In fact, he had an idea to make it even better. "Use the most garish color we have in the stash," Wooly suggested. Trapper grinned viciously.
"Oh, I will."
"What does it say?" Echo asked as he eyed the scarf in Fives' hand. They'd just met up with the 212th, so he hadn't expected to see another scarf message so soon. He was eager to know the latest update and wondered what they hadn't just planned to discuss in person. Fives glared at the scarf in his hands.
"As per my last scarf, learn to carking spell."
Echo burst out laughing as Fives sulked.
The end. Podfigures note. This collab was made for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024. For the challenge, do the weird stuff. The weird stuff is the crochet code that actually exists that Aether created. And we're going to use some crochet-coded creations for the cover art. But yeah, I just instantly knew that I had to pod this for this because the crochet code is the weirdest thing that has ever been created from this beautiful crochet friendship. And I wanted a way to feature it in a voice team challenge. Hope you enjoyed.